It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis today, Genesis chapter 4, and we're going to begin reading with verse 19 and read to the end of the chapter of the fourth chapter to verse 26 through 26. So please that you open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 4, and we'll begin reading in just a moment. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. It's wonderful to have you with us today. Please that you enjoy the study as we come together today. Now, I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and to follow along and read along as we read these verses of Scripture today. Genesis chapter 4, and we begin reading with verse 19. Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of one was Adah, and the name of the other was Zillah. Adah bare Jabal, and he was the father of such as dwelt in tents, and of such as have cattle. His brother's name was Jubal, and he was the father of all such as handle the harp and the organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor in every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Adah and Zillah, Hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech. For I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, and to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Let's begin with prayer. Father, I thank you today that we can come and enjoy this study, and we see the birth, Father, of Seth, and then of Seth he has Enos. Please, Lord, that you will show us the way that we stay true to your word and not follow after Cain. I ask, Father, that you will speak to our hearts today as we enjoy this study, that we may learn and draw closer to you each and every time we come together, every time we open your precious word, every time we turn to you. Please guide and lead us, Lord. Now, Father, I thank you for this time, but I ask that we stay clearly to your word and your truth, that you'll be honored and you'll be glorified. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We started here with Lamech in the 19th verse, but I would like to move up just a little bit because we look first that Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelled in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, and he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And then we have in the 18th verse the descendants of Cain, and we come down to Lamech, and that's where we started, ended before, and we'll begin there today. Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of one was Adah, and the name of the other was Zillah. We talked just a little bit here concerning the first time that someone chose to take more than one wife, but we need to look just a minute here before we get that far. We need to find that Cain went out and he bare Enoch, and he builded a city and called that city after the name of his son Enoch. You know, the noise and the rush of the city is something that the world produces, because the faster we go and the more things we become involved in, most of the time takes us away, almost all the time, takes us away from the service of the Lord and the praise and honor that we should be giving to our Lord. We give to this world. We move so fast and so furiously that we just don't have time to spend and meditate upon the Word of God and find His truths for us and live by them. We're too busy. And today, why, we look and Cain here, he went immediately to building, and I think he likes the noise. And you'll find that people today that do not choose to follow after the Lord will like the noise. And sad to say that many churches today are making noise with their music and even with their preaching that seems to satisfy the body, the physical side, but has very little to do with the spiritual teaching and growth. And so please, I ask that you look very carefully and clearly into your heart. And by looking into your heart, the only way that you're going to know what is truth is if you go to the Word of God with that heart and with your mind and your eyes and your ears, and you begin to study God's Word. And I want you to find out that peace and quiet, we don't need that noise. We don't need that racket. We don't need that garbage, and that's the only word for it. I would take the tapes and the music of many places and much that we have up on the radio today and throw it in my garbage can and let the garbage man come and take it away, because I don't want it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want my children to hear it. I don't want my grandchildren to hear it. I want to sit down and hear the Word of God. I love to sing the old hymns. But here we have Cain. He likes this noise, and I believe that that's evidence of the world. Today the world likes the noise, and that noise has come right into the church. We find that he's a fugitive, he's a vagabond, and again in the verse of Scripture in the 18th verse, why we have a very quick list of the of names of his family. There's not much time given, and there's not much value placed upon these people because they have left the Word of God. And now we get to Lamech in the 19th verse, the 7th from Adam. He takes two wives. He leaves God's plan and his wishes. Instead of one man and one woman now, and that the two become one flesh, the law of marriage, we find that it has been changed now. Lamech decided that that he could do it his own way, as Cain chose to do it his own way. And we read last time we were together Matthew chapter 19, verse 5, and I would like to read that once again for you. Matthew chapter 19, verse 5, and I want you to see that very carefully today as we look at this verse of Scripture. Matthew chapter 19, verse 5. I'm turning to it. I hope that you have time to do the same. Matthew chapter 19, verse 5, and he said, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh." And that's what God desired, but it isn't what Lamech, following Cain's way of the world and the noise and the racket. And sad to say that there are many godly men that have followed, that we have listed in the Word of God, that have followed after that same direction. And you can look at Jacob and David and Solomon, and many others have been listed there. We find, as we continue through these verses of Scripture, that we have the list of both wives, Ada and Zillah. And as we look at that, we find that Ada had two sons, and those sons were Jabal and Jubal. And so what names that we find here is Jabal and Jubal. And I want you to see that what they chose to do for a profession. And so Ada's sons, Jabal and Jubal, one was a keeper of the cattle, again become very successful and very rich. Jubal was a musician and very successful, and I think that he brought much music and the instruments and music into the world. And there is nothing wrong with the beautiful old hymns that we have, but please be careful as you get into the things of today, because it just breaks my heart to see what some of the churches are allowing our young people to listen to. And they call it Christian rock, and they says, "Well, you know, we listened to things that was that way when we were little." My friend, I sure didn't listen to any garbage like that in church, and that's just what it is. And it's I ask that you make a stand, and your children aren't going to like that stand, but you make a stand for the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives, that you can gain their soul, because they listen to that, Christian or otherwise, they're going to hell. Oh, Larry, you can't say that. You can't say that if a person listens to that stuff that they're going to go to hell. Well, I'll tell you what, they're sure not on their way to heaven if their heart and their spirit likes that, because mine and I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I have the Holy Spirit in my heart, despises those things. And you see, when you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, everyone that's a born-again believer, we will be of like spirit, not of differences. And so one of us is lying. And I guess I'm going to stop with that. You need to look into your heart, because I don't believe that you can know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and listen to that garbage and say and call and think that it's good and think that it's helping our young people to grow. It's taking our young people right to hell. And we need to understand that and look very carefully that we do not lead and do things. It's not the common thing of today is to say no to our children, but you best start saying no to them, that they know what's right and what's wrong, and you need to lead them in such a manner. Here we have Jabal and Jubal, and those two sons of Ada. Now we have Zillah, and that's Tubal-Cain and Naamah. Now we have the Tubal-Cain is a worker of the brass, a skilled workman. And so we have a farmer, and we have one that is a maker of instruments and of music, and now we have one that is capable and very able to do things from brass and iron. And so that's the family that we have here. And we look now at something that takes place in Lamech's life. And in verse 23, and Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. Now, as we look at these verses, and then I'll just continue and read verse 24, if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. To back up to the 23rd verse to begin with, I want you to see the tone. Hear my voice. It sounds like the world, doesn't it? Listen, woman. Hey, you. That's kind of the tone and the attitude that Lamech is talking to his wives. What harsh words. It sounds like brass, doesn't it? Why not words that are sweet and tender and kind? The reason's clear. Lamech's way is the way of the world. When you find someone that speaks not soft and tender and sweet words, you find someone that is of the world. And so we know quickly here that Lamech, of course, is a man of the world. He is following after the ways of Cain. And we realize that he even follows to the point that one's life is of no value. But it's so sad that the tone of voice that he speaks to his wives, and even speaks to anyone, again, that's the world. If you speak harshly to your wife, and you are not kind, you are not tender, you're not considerate, you better check your heart. Because that is not a heart of God. That's a heart of the devil. That's a heart of Cain. That's the ways of Lamech. And I hope that your life and your way and your relationship is kind and considerate and sweet, not as Lamech. Lamech's ways is the ways of the world, the ways of Cain. If you act that way, and if you demand and have no consideration for other people, and especially for your wife and your family, oh, shame on you. Get your heart right. Come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You've got to begin living, because you are dead in your trespasses and sins. You're acting like Lamech when you speak with harshness. He continues here and gives us more of his personality and more of his character. And I hope that this is something that you're upset about, appalled with, because we find that as we look here, it's a sad, sad day. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. Why would he be avenged more than Cain? Because he said, I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt. I've slain a man to my wounding. This man, Lamech, is mean-spirited, not only to his family, but to everybody around him. One that has shown no mercy. One that would prefer to maim or to kill than he would to help and to build up and to lift up. He would rather kill and maim someone or maim someone if they just cross his path, if they just seem to come into his path the wrong way, and they just don't seem to be going the direction I want to go. I know people just like that. Very possible that Lamech has murdered some of this, of the holy seed, as Cain. Cain killed his brother Abel. How many of the believers in Jesus Christ, the coming of the Messiah, even though it's 4,000 years away, how many did Lamech murder? This man is afraid. It said, Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. We find that he is fearful, he's afraid, but it does not bring him to repentance. Cain also was afraid, but it did not bring him to repentance. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3. I want to show you some verses of scripture there. Philippians chapter 3. Sad life if you choose the life of the world. And many do. I know many folks that for some reason or another refuses to repent and come to the cross of Calvary and be saved. They choose to walk the way of Cain, not the way of Adam and an Eve, of Eve, as they have accepted what God has given them. You too need to accept. The Holy Spirit is convicting your heart today. You come today to Jesus Christ. Don't be a Cain. Don't be a Lamech. Be an Abel, an Adam, an Abel. And soon, as we begin here, we'll find Seth and then Enos. So please that you look to there very carefully. Now we have Philippians chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 18 and 19. It says, For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Are you one that minds earthly things? Lamech says, Well, God's protecting Cain. He'll protect me too. He killed his brother. Surely there'll be protection for me. You know, it's kind of like many folks today do not know the Word of God, do not care to know the God of His Word, Jesus Christ. They choose to just make statements, general statements. God is a God of love. God would not send anyone to hell. He will not allow that to happen. Well, you don't know the God that I know. He has given us a way, and the way is by way of the cross where Jesus Christ died. And you must come by faith, and faith alone, to be saved. And I want you to do that. I do that today. I do not want you to hold on to something less than the grace of God. It's His grace and His grace alone, not any works that you have tried to do or will do in the future that will keep you or save you. It is God's grace and God's grace alone. People today use this same logic that Lamech used. Lamech thought that, well, since Cain was allowed to live, he should have been put to death 1,000 times for what he has done in killing his brother Abel. But he's not. God's protecting him. Well, this is a wonderful thing. So if God's protecting Cain, then he'll protect me too. And so as this continues, and as judgment seems to be put aside for a time, then the world begins to think that there is no judgment. And I believe it's the same way today, because God's timing is God's timing. And as we await the final days and judgment, people begin to say that there is going to be no judgment. God is not, He's not going to judge us for what we do and what we say. You know, there's many people that think that this country is such a God-driven and godly land that God's hand of judgment will not come upon it. My friend, we can't murder, and I mean murder, millions of babies and call it something like the woman's choice and expect God to bless this nation, because that is murder. We're looking here at Lamech. Lamech has killed, we're not sure how many. Cain killed his brother. And women today are making a decision to put their baby to death, to kill their baby. And we as a government, as a law, have said that they have that choice. That is no choice. That's murder. And if you have done such a thing, you have murdered your child. Now you have to deal with that. You can deal with that through and only through coming and asking God to forgive you, come into your heart and save you and take your sin away. Otherwise, you will pay for that sin as all your sins, but the sin of murder. And they have proven over and over again that all these people that have these abortions, they have a lot of trouble dealing with life. And it's very understandable, because they're murderers. You're a murderer if you've done such a deed. Please come to God today with a repentant heart. Say, Lord, I can't live any longer separated from you. Come into my heart and save me and take this burden away. And He will. He will set you free, and He will allow you to grow close to Him and finally find peace and comfort in the Lord Jesus. Please, you must come, because that's an awful deed, as any sin that is unforgiven, and all sins are not forgiven if you have not come by faith to Jesus. You still hold every one of them. As we looked here at Philippians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Oh, that's the world today, isn't it? Whose God is their belly. Please, that you do not expect God to just forgive you and to write your sin and your wrong off, and He's going to send me to heaven because I'm a good person. Oh, you must come by faith to Jesus Christ. Please, judgment is coming, even though it seems like God is being very patient, and He is. He desires that all should come to repentance, that none should see destruction. So please, that you come to the Lord Jesus Christ today. As we look now and we find the end, and what an awful time we're seeing with what the world has to offer. It's death. That's all there is. Cain, it started with Cain, with his brother Abel. Now Lamech, as we have put into place his children Ada and Zillah have had. And then for him, and yet he comes again with a mean spirit and speaks to his wives and says, here's what I've done. Oh, I can kind of hear people today say it the same way. And they too are lost. They need a Savior, Jesus Christ. Please, that you see the life that Cain and Lamech have, and the descendants of Cain. Please, that you look towards the only place we have life. And we'll find it here in the 25th verse. Adam knew his wife again, and bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And so we begin here, you know, Adam and Eve, in one day, were both of their sons were taken away. They were deprived of both of their sons. One by death, in the 8th verse, Genesis 4:8, Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel and slew his brother. The other was by choice, and we have that in Genesis 4:16. Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Lost both of them. Let's look to Genesis chapter 27, 45, verse 45, because there is another, you would think that it was talking about this situation that we have here, but it is of a different time and different people. Genesis chapter 27, Genesis chapter 27, verse 45. And it says, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him, then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? Doesn't that sound like the what has happened? It's too bad that Adam didn't intervene with Cain and Abel, because here we're talking about Jacob and Esau. Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And so even in the godly line that we have with Jacob, we find in with Isaac and Rebekah, their sons, as we look at that, we find that that there is pain and suffering between the two, because you see there's sin in this old world and this old life. And now we see that there is a son born again, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth, for God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And so when we look at this, we find that Seth, God's plan will continue, his way will continue. Seth is to set, to settle, to be placed. And from him the Messiah will come. And so God's plan will continue. From Cain we have the wanderer, and it begins the head, the beginning of the apostasy. And please, the false religions, and every false religion has come from Cain. And please that you follow after the true religion, you follow after Seth. Be God-like and Christ-like and follow after his ways. And then unto Seth, and to him also was born a son, and called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Men saw in Cain all the way through to Lamech and to Lamech's children the work of the world and of sin. Now it's time to turn and to see another way, the right way, and the only way. And that is, it says, began men to call upon the name of the Lord. They started once again. I think there was a period of time after Abel, Cain had killed Abel, that Adam and Eve had such a sad, sorry heart, because Eve had made a choice, a decision to eat of the forbidden fruit, and Adam followed, and in doing so, they have brought all this on. And now they have lost a son by death. They have watched Cain now, as we have read, left, and Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. They lost both of their children. And so it is so sad to see, because the days of Adam after he begot Seth was 800 years. Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. You'll find that in the 5th chapter, verse 3. So you see there was a period of time. How old was Adam and Eve prior to the birth of Cain and Abel? Here we have the continuing of the godly line in Seth, and we're told he was 130 years old at that time. Please that you look to the truth and see that there is a big difference between the ways of the world and the ways of God. Today we look very clearly and very quickly at the ways of the world, and we choose those ways so often. But I ask that you decide and make a clear decision for Jesus Christ. Look to him, turn to him today. We have read and enjoyed today Genesis 27, 45. We have looked at the 4th chapter, the 8th verse, and this 4th chapter, the 16th verse. As we looked through other verses of Scripture, we went back to Philippians 3, 18 and 19. And we need to enjoy and always look to these verses of Scripture. And I like to quote them, Matthew 19:5, as I look back through my notes. Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ today. Ask Him to come into your heart and to save you. Go of the way of Abel and now of Seth. Please choose Jesus Christ today. Ask Him into your heart to save you. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?